Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Being a Psychic Medium. It's been a little while since I have put a podcast out, and I've adjusted some of my podcasts on my channel, station, whatever you call it. But there's been a lot going on, moving and energy work on my part. I've had a lot of interesting downloads and dreams, and I should record more of what I discuss in the mornings on my way to work because it's very interesting stuff and I never remember to record it. But today's episode is going to kind of take the idea of duality and, you know, the third dimensional ego self, and then the higher dimensional energetic body, and why people do what they do, why people gang stalk you, why people take contracts out on you, why they make deals with each other, and this whole idea of, you know, matrix living and people that just never seem to grow up. So, this comes about because I had another one of my dreams last night about people being in school. And I saw a couple people that I work with in school. Now, this was a public school. Now, it's always done in the context of where I went to public school or high school or university, because then I recognize it as a public school. If you put it somewhere else, I wouldn't know that it was a public school. So it's for relevance on my part. And then I got to wondering, and I've had many of these dreams where people have been in school, public school, high school, university. And I'm like, what does this actually mean? So this was my topic of discussion today between me and my guidance and my teachers. And here's what I was told and what I believe to be true is that people live in two different ways. People that are really driven by all those third dimensional, low vibrational things, like money, success, titles, houses, cars, just getting things without earning them. People that are jealous of you, people that are just driven by things and stuff. These are people that are obviously in a low vibrational, low density state. And then you've got people who most of that stuff doesn't really matter. Right? I'm one of those people. I don't really care how much money I have. I don't care about houses and cars and all that kind of stuff. Now, I recognize that you need that stuff to live. That's the way society is, and that's not my doing. That's the whole matrix, right? You got these two kinds of people. Now, myself, I've been through the schooling. My energy self has been through the schooling. I've seen myself in public school, in high school, in university. And this is not my physical self. This is my energy self. Because much like our physical bodies need to be schooled, our ego selves need to be schooled. And this is what we all go through when we're born. And then when we grow up, we all go through school. Our energy selves, our souls, our spirits, however you want to say it, they also need to be schooled. But the caveat to it is most people never reach school. Most people stay in their physical, egocentric bodies. And their energy bodies never really, their higher selves, you could say, never really grows up. It never really goes to school, never really wakes up. Now, I've gone through public school, high school, university as my energy self. So I know that I'm getting there. I'm not all the way there. And I've had the same teacher throughout, the guy with the long dark hair that I've talked about. He was a teacher of mine when I was in public school, when I was in high school, and when I was in university. It was the same guy. And he's one of my guides. He's one of my teachers. He is a high dimensional being, but he's also has a physical body too. And you know these people when you come across these people because, yes, they are physical and they look like, you know, a 30, 40, 50-year-old man. But their energy is completely off the charts because their energy matches or exceeds what their physical age looks like. And it's phenomenal, the power that you feel coming off these people. You know that these people are spiritually balanced. You know they're high vibration because you just feel the energy oozing out of them. You compare that to someone who is 50 years old and is still asleep, or whatever you want to call it. They've not gone to school yet. Their soul hasn't gone to school yet. It feels very different. It feels like you're trudging along in the mud, and it feels very two-dimensional, like you don't want to be there. Like this person's very, like a drag, right? Like it's so ego-based, like money and cars and all this kind of stuff. And you very much get a different feeling from those types of people. You can, like, I can tell that they're not high vibration, that they're just kind of living in the matrix. Now, when I say the matrix is an important thing because let's face it, it's the thing that allows people to live in their third, fourth dimensional egocentric physical bodies. It allows them to not wake up as a energetic, spiritual, high-dimensional being. And they just kind of stay in that third or fourth dimension. And it's the thing that allows them to do the money and the cars and the houses and have the jobs. And it's like a comfort zone, right? They don't want to move beyond that. And the matrix is a system that allows people to live like that. It's all set out. It's very organized. It's very, you know, dialed in. I just heard it's a very dialed in system. And I've noticed this system, and it just seems like this blobby, lethargic, dark energy to me. That just, it's like muck, like dragging me down in the muck. And I don't want to be a part of that. I don't want to be in the matrix. I don't want to be brainwashed to thinking that this is the way things are. No, it's not the way things are. I know it's not the way things are. So for me, I had to wake up and school my soul, my energy body, my higher self had to be schooled. Right? And you will find that if you're one of these people, it's like probably 1 or 2% of the people out there, that this is true for you. Like the way things are in the world, the things that matter to most people probably don't matter to you. They don't matter to me because I know things are different because I've seen things since I was 6 and I've known things are true since I was 6. So for me to wake up as a higher dimensional being was a natural thing for me. Now, let me tell you something. It's not easy breaking free of the matrix because that system is in place for a reason. It's to keep people, you know, in check. It's to keep people asleep. It's to keep people from wanting to wake up to make it comfortable for them so they don't want to wake up. But it's never been comfortable for me. It's literally never been comfortable for me. It's probably not been comfortable for you either. So if you've been gang stalked or you've had, you know, people doing shit against you, it's because they don't want to wake up, but they do notice that you're different. And it's not just one of them. If one of them notices, this is the nature of the matrix. It's like a network. It's like a collective. If one of them knows, then they probably all know. Because they're connected like that. It's like a safety net, right? But if you're on the outside like I am, then you're working as an individual. You have help from other individuals. They help you. They don't do it for you, right? They're there to train you and teach you and to be your support and to be your guides. Because they went through it too. And if you're getting gang stalked and bullied and pushed around and your life is shit, and you notice people hang around you a lot and people are always after your stuff and just nickel and diming you, it's because these matrix-based people that are third-dimensional, low-vibration, stuck-in-their-ego people, they do notice that you're different. And they want what you've got. But they can't have what you've got because what you've got is a higher vibrational state. You're a higher-dimensional being. You're waking up or awake, and they think that they can take that from you. And they can't. You can't take that from someone. So they will try to ruin your life so you can't advance, right? And if you let them, they will destroy you. They will kill you. I've had many instances where I've almost died, and it was very weird circumstances. They do that because they cannot have you moving on. But if you keep pushing forward and you keep fighting the fight, you will win eventually. I'm getting to the end game right now. And I'm starting to see other people going through the soul school, whatever you want to call it. It's what your spiritual self, your higher dimensional self, once that person wakes up, they have to be schooled too. Much like your physical body has to be schooled, your energy body has to be schooled. And it's a lot harder because not many people are doing it. And if they notice you, they will make your life a living hell because they can't have you moving on without them. And if they're not going, you're not going. And that's why they gang stalk you. That's why they bully you, is because they want to know what you're doing. They want to know what you know and be part of what you're stepping into without actually having to do the work themselves. Right? And that's where this idea, this duality, this low vibration, high vibration, why do people gang stalk? Why do people do black magic against you? Why do they take contracts out on you? That's why they do it. Why do they not take accountability? Because the matrix system is what allows them to be the way they are. And it's comfortable, and it's egocentric, and it's low dimension, low vibration, low density. Well, I guess it would be a high density. But you get my drift. And then here comes you. You're waking up and you're like fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional. Oh, they don't like that. They're like, whoa, I want what she's got. I don't want to do all the work she's doing. I'm just going to take what she has. Because that's the nature of being in the matrix, right? It's very cutthroat. It's very narcissistic. And this is how it all kind of fits together. Right? I see people in public school. Now, it's my public school, but that's just used as a template. So I know that these people are maybe waking up and their souls, their higher selves are going through school. And I had another one of those dreams last night with a couple people that I work with. And there was a whole bunch of other people that I kind of recognized, but I couldn't put names to them. But they felt familiar. Right? Because the divine is trying to wake people up all the time, but only certain people are actually going to go through with it. And let me tell you, it will ruin your life in the short term, because breaking free of the matrix means pushing back against all these systems that are in place to keep you asleep and to keep you comfortable so you don't realize. It's like a numbing effect, right? Someone just said it's a numbing effect. I'm not in the matrix. I'm one of the people that they don't like. I notice their shit all the time. They know I'm not going back. Right? I'm here to maybe wake a few people up. I'm here to help people in any way I can. And I'm going to be starting opening another door in my life to help people. And I'll get into that more in another episode. But yeah, this whole idea of going to school, not just for your physical, egocentric, third dimensional self, but for your soul. When you wake up, you got to go to school. You've got to break out of that matrix way of thinking. Because if you're waking up into higher dimensional self, you can't stay as your third dimensional self. You've got to break out of the matrix. And you've got to exist. There's room for everyone in this world. This isn't just a third dimensional world. Earth exists in every dimension. But that's what they like to make people think. They like to make people think that there's only one answer and just fit into this box and stay there until you die. No. I've always been one of those people that have said, no, don't tell me how to think. Just because you say this is true doesn't make it true. I've always been one of those people. I've always seen stuff. I've always known stuff that I shouldn't know. I'm right about future events 99% of the time. I know things I shouldn't know. I predict things that I shouldn't be able to predict, and then I'm right about it. I generally don't share these things with people because people don't really want to know this stuff. You will find that when you're talking to someone who is low vibration, egocentric, they really don't want to listen to you that much when you start talking about this stuff. They generally want to talk about themselves. The only time they want to listen is if they think they can benefit from it. And then you get this feeling like they're listening for the purpose of stealing. And if you've experienced that, you know what I mean. But yeah. Soul Academy. Soul School. I've had the same teacher from public school through high school through university for my higher self being schooled. It's the guy with the long dark hair that I've talked about, and I've never knew what he was doing there, but now I know. So that's just my story. And I'm not all the way there yet, but I'm getting close. And the fact that I'm sharing this with you means I'm getting close. So if you wonder why people gang stalk you and why they bully you and why they're always bothering you, they don't let you rest, they don't let you have your own private time. If you park your car in the parking lot around nobody, you'll come back out from wherever you're, say you went to the mall. All of a sudden, everyone's parked around you. If you go down a back road just to get away for a bit, to have your own private time, all of a sudden, there's like 100 cars driving by in 20 seconds. It's like people can't stay away from you. They want to know what you're doing. And this is that matrix mentality where they want what you've got. They don't want you to go. They can't have you changing things, because if you change and leave, then other people might want to do it. And it's just this system, right? It's almost like a working engine. It's like it's driving some kind of system, some kind of giant machinery. I've had dreams about giant machinery. And it's like they need us to be these mindless, soulless things so they can harvest us for whatever they need to harvest us for. I don't really know what that is for our energy. I don't know. But I'm sorry. You're not doing that to me. And if you're listening, you're probably in the same boat as me. I can think for myself. I don't need people telling me the way things are. I can figure it out. And I'm sure you've all noticed that collective mentality, that network, how if one of them knows, they all seem to know, and they're all saying these strange things to you related to what that one person knows. Say you were at home talking to your mother about something at work, then all of a sudden everyone you run into during that day will talk to you about work stuff. And it's like, why are you talking to me about that? I only mentioned this to my mother, but now you all seem to know. That's what I mean. That happens to me all the time. And they always want to know. They're always listening. So anyway, Soul School, Soul Academy. There's two types of schools. One for your physical self, one for your higher dimensional energy self. Most people will not ever make it to the second one because they'll stay asleep in the matrix. So I think that's all I've got for right now. I just saw something out of the corner of my eye. You know, I'm always seeing stuff. So at this point in my life, I don't really care. I doubt there's really anything you could show me that would shock me. I've seen really bad stuff and really good stuff. So anyway, on that note, I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I can't remember if this is 21, episode 21. Whatever. It doesn't really matter. It is what it is, right? So anyway, I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I will talk to you later. Bye for now.